As I indicated, we're going to skip item L and now hear item M, court facilities, disposition of vacant state-owned court facilities.
Is there any public comment on this item? If so, please raise your hand or come forward. Chief, I see no hands or no one's going to board.
Thank you. We welcome Judge David Cowler, Kurt Soderlund, and Ms. Eunice Calvin.
Good morning, Chief and members of the Judicial Council. I'm the chair of the Trial Court Facility Modification Advisory Committee, and we request approval of item M, the disposition of state-owned facilities. Specifically, the advisory committee is here today to recommend that the Judicial Council declare three state-owned court facilities to be surplus property, direct the staff to notify the legislature that the three facilities are surplus property, and direct staff to obtain legislative authorization to dispose of these facilities. And the slide before you shows the facilities. The Clovis Courthouse, and that's the top left building on the slide, is located at 1101 Fifth Street in the city of Clovis, and is a one-story building containing 3,360 square feet with one courtroom, a judge's chambers, administrative space, and six parking spaces. The courthouse parcel is 18,295 square feet. The top right photograph is the Feuerbach Courthouse, located at 1325 O Street, Feuerbach. It's a one-story building with a basement containing 8,190 square feet and a shared parking lot. This building is shared with the county and contains one courtroom, a judge's chambers, two holding cells, and administrative space. The parcel is 31,800 square feet. The Reedley Courthouse is depicted in the bottom photograph, and it's also a shared use facility. The building is located at 815 G Street in Reedley. It's 5,888 square feet in size. There's one courtroom, a judge's chambers, and administrative space. There's on-site parking for eight spaces, and the parcel is 18,750 square feet. The state obtained title to these facilities from Fresno County during the SB 1732 transfer process, and due to budget cuts, the Fresno court closed all court facilities outside the city of Fresno. The Fresno court has vacated these facilities completely and has no plans to reopen them. In fiscal year 13-14, the branch spent on maintenance expenses $64,810.77 on Clovis, $28,344.15 on Feuerbach, and $13,886.33 on Reedley. By declaring the property surplus and directing staff to dispose of them, the branch will be able to save substantial ongoing costs of maintenance. I just wanted to add one more informational note, and that is that the Trial Court Presiding Judge Advisory Committee on Friday, August 8th, Trial Court Facility Modification Advisory Committee Vice Chair Bill Heiberger made a presentation concerning issues regarding surplus property, including costs associated with maintaining these properties, where in the state these potential sites are located, information from the courts regarding future plans for the use of these facilities, and confirmation from the court that they consider these facilities were in fact abandoned. The presentation was well received, and there seemed to be a consensus to direct staff to develop a policy to be brought before the advisory committee for initial consideration and then to the Judicial Council. I understand that the Trial Court Presiding Judge Advisory Committee has asked that input be obtained from the Court Executives Advisory Committee before our committee adopts any policy recommendation for Judicial Council consideration. I'd like to turn it over to Eunice Calvert-Banks to discuss the disposition process after the facility is declared surplus.
Good afternoon, Chief Justice, members of the council. Once a court facility is declared surplus and the council provides further direction to staff, per the requirements of Government Code 11011, staff will then notify the legislature that the council has declared the properties as surplus and request legislative authorization for the disposition. Because the three court facilities you saw here today were acquired pursuant to the SB 1732 transfer process, we will first consult with Fresno County regarding the dispositions, and the facilities will be offered to the county at fair market value before being offered to other state and local government agencies. And if there is no interest by any of the government agencies, we will then proceed to market the properties to the private sector. Thank you.
Justice Baxter.
I just have a question now. If a county has transferred the property to the judicial branch at no compensation, for instance, and then because of the budget problems, the facilities are closed by the court. Is the arrangement that the county would then have to pay fair market value to get the property back that they donated in the first place?
That's correct. Pursuant to Government Code 70391, I believe it's C2, that is a requirement. And I worked here back during the transfer process, and if I remember correctly, it was Kern County that lobbied the legislature to have that provision inserted. Frankly, it would make my life, my staff's life, all of your lives much easier if we were able to convey them back to the county without fair market value, you know, compensation or consideration. But unfortunately, that is what the statute provides.
I know that I've heard, I have to admit, it's through the grapevine, which is appropriate in Fresno County, that the county thinks this is very, very unfair. That on the one hand, they're donating the property under the expectation that it'll be used for court operations, and then without their approval or input, it's no longer used for court operations. And then the next step is that the county has to pay fair market value to get the property back, if they want it back. I guess my question is, do we really want to participate in this type of situation?
Mary Beth Todd, and then Justice Hall, and then Judge Walsh.
Just to follow up a little bit on that, when these properties are sold, it goes into this special fund for economic uncertainties. Does the facilities program benefit from that fund in any way? Do we have to sell the properties, or could we lease these back to our counties at a reasonable cost, or they continue to maintain them? And in the event, 5 years from now, if things improve and we want to open a court there again, we have that option. It just seems it just seems counterproductive to dispose of them if we get nothing for it. But if we could come up with a way that we could leverage them, leasing them to counties and things like that, to benefit the branch and our facilities program.
So as Judge Rosenberg stated, right now that is the provisions in the law in terms of that's how it's supposed to work. So, you know, I think we would react to whatever direction the council gave us going forward, you know, understanding the various points of view that attach themselves to these issues that can be relatively complex.
Justice Hull.
Thank you, Chief. Sort of along the same lines, a year ago, 18 months ago, the council approved a remote access program for Fresno County because the outlying courtrooms had been closed. And I understand from the report that the court does not foresee using these facilities again. And I wonder, I don't know if any of these three were the three that were closed or among those that were closed, but is there no chance that the branch could use these in the future as our funding situation improves? I'd sort of hate to see us get in a position where we declare court facilities surplus, we lose those facilities, and then 5 years down the road, we're asking to build new facilities because the funding is there.
I have a comment with regard to that. I intentionally made a described each of the court facilities because I think it is important, and that is we Clovis is a 3,360 square foot space with one courtroom. The question for the council and for everyone is that a cost-effective use of our scarce resources to have those that courthouse remain open given the budget demands that we, or the budget cutbacks. That is a very small facility with six parking places, and it's not for me to decide, but these are very small facilities, and they take to keep them open requires us to expend, for example, in Clovis, $64,810. So there's carry charges associated with that in each of these courthouses.
May I have a follow-up, Chief?
Yes.
Are these buildings, are these former courthouses shuttered at this point? Are they being used for any purpose whatsoever?
It's my understanding that the Fresno Superior Court has vacated them completely. They did have furniture and other storage items in them until more recently, but those items are also cleared out.
Thank you.
Then there's Judge Walsh, Judge Rosenberg, and then Justice Baxter.
Thank you, Chief. First of all, in response to Justice Baxter's concern about we accept a donation and then we sell it back to the donor, it does seem like it could discourage such donations in the future. Our current, the courthouse we're now building, is on donated county land. But I do know, I think it was the El Centro project where there was a reversionary clause in the deed. So I think it was the city.
Calexico,
thank you. Sorry, I'm a Northern Californian. I mix this up sometimes. But where there's a, so it automatically went back to the entity because it was no longer court use. So counties in the future, please keep donating, and there is a way to protect yourself even from the state law. But I want to get back to Judge Power mentioned that Judge Heidberger was nice enough to speak to the presiding judges, and he did. And it was a very interesting presentation. But to be clear, we put it on there as information only. We did not take any action, and whether if we applaud at the end, that's because we're nice, not because we're approving anything. And I just want to be clear, and I know SEAC didn't have time, and they were very concerned that we were going to take some action. They didn't have time even to hear. No action has been taken by PJs and CEOs, which brings me to the final point, which Justice Hull brought up. I, too, am very concerned as we've gone up to the legislature and said, we're broke, and we've had to close courthouses, and if you give us adequate funding, we will reopen some of those courthouses. We haven't said which. That we not foreclose that option by simply, well, it was a little expensive this year to keep it going at $64,000, and now a whole community is cut off, probably permanently, from equal access to justice because we need to save a few dollars now. So I just assume in making this recommendation that somebody has discussed this thoroughly with the Fresno court, and there is zero hope, no chance, no matter what the funding is, that it would ever make sense to open that court to that community in the future. If it's still a possibility, I think that's a tough policy issue for the council to consider.
Judge Rosenberg and Justice Baxter.
I'd like to move the recommendation, and I do so because I really do have a lot of faith in Judge Power and his committee. They work these items through very carefully and very diligently. The cost of maintaining an outmoded facility like this, I mean a one courtroom facility and others, it just doesn't pencil out, and that's why they're recommending the surplus designation. And you know, I'm not offended. I don't think it's unfair. Times change. One day you're using the facility, another day it's being transferred. Years later, it becomes surplus. I mean, it's the law. The legislature developed this process where it's offered back to the county. The county doesn't have to take it. It's their call. And I think we just have to follow the process. So I'd move the recommendation.
Justice Baxter, then Judge Jacobson.
I do have a question. Is there anything to preclude, before it's declared surplus, I agree we shouldn't be holding on to property that's a drain on the judicial budget, but is there any process where the county is at least offered the opportunity to lease back the property so that any cost would be the cost of the county as opposed to the judicial branch, especially if it were to be leased back for a purpose consistent with, well, for instance, on one of the, let's take Fireball, for instance, if Fireball could be used strictly as a point to pay tickets at the county's expense, is there anything in place to give a county the option to hold the judicial branch harmless as to the building before it's declared surplus property and disposed of?
I think that would require probably a change in the law to explore those other opportunities. If my, I might take one moment. In my former life with the Sacramento Superior Court, we had a small courthouse similar to these that was in the South County, and it proportionally it was the most expensive facility to operate. And so there were efficiencies to be gained for the Sacramento Court in closing that. Were there some issues? Yes, there were some short-term complaints by the public for access reasons and from law enforcement who then had to drive a little bit further in terms of testifying in particular cases. But in long term for the Sacramento Court in that instance, it was the right decision to make at that time.
Judge Jacobson, Judge O'Malley, then Mr. Bonino.
I'd like to make an alternative motion. I have an alternative motion either to not accept this recommendation or alternatively to defer it for further study. I join Judge Rosenberg in the opinion, the high opinion of Judge Powers and his committee. But I'm very concerned about some things that we're talking about now, a fundamental concept of unfairness that Justice Baxter has raised, the concern about us being penny wise but pound foolish should the economic picture change over a period of years. Certainly at one point someone felt that it was a wise expenditure of resources for that county and those communities to have these small courthouses there. We've certainly discussed during my time on the council deep-seated problems and issues in Fresno County by closing these courthouses and the denial of access to justice. So I'm concerned about some very good points that are being raised here that are significant concerns in my mind, and so I'm making an alternative motion.
And is it to defer or accept? Because or not accept? Is it to defer?
So probably can be to defer for further study.
Okay.
So just point of clarification: there was no second to my motion,
correct.
So my motion is not
live
on the floor. So that's not an alternative motion. That's a motion.
Okay, so that's not, there are
assuming
two motions,
someone seconds it.
There are two motions now without seconds, but there's further discussion to be had. And so I'll ask Judge O'Malley, Mr. Bonino, and Judge Nadler.
So Contra Costa had a two-courtroom courthouse in Concord, and we closed that down because of our fiscal problems, because of the budget. And we're not going to open it back up. There's no way, no how that we're going to open it back up because, one, it was an old courthouse. And I don't know about Reedley, Clovis, or Firebaugh, but a lot of counties have courthouses that might have been justice courts way back when. They might have just been in these cities and these areas for God knows how long. And the court, when they consolidated or, you know, changed from justice courts to municipal courts, could have kept these buildings. So it's not like they were built and developed because there might have essentially, you know, been this need there at that time. So I know that when my court had to, you know, figure out what we're going to do with the funds that we have, you know, some of those decisions were easier decisions, and closing that courthouse was an easier decision. And
And I really defer to the folks in Fresno that, you know, we shouldn't be second guessing their study. I know that they went through everything, and I know that the staff at the Fresno court and their CEO, they know what they're doing. And so did we. Not only was the building too expensive to have staff there for to keep up with a two courtroom facility, the security was horrible, and old courthouses aren't really made for what the new security issues have to be nowadays. And we'd have to have reconfigured a complete new entry and everything in this dilapidated building to accommodate, you know, security concerns. And so, really, we're not going back there. We don't want to go back there, and I don't think we should make Fresno go back there if they're not going to go back there. So if Judge Rosenberg wants to remake his motion, I would second that, because, you know, now whether or not we need to sell these buildings back, that's the law. And until the law changes, then, you know, we need to deal with that. And that might be something that we need to pursue. But I think that I'm not going to second guess Fresno, and I hope they wouldn't second guess me. So
as I understand it procedurally, he's made the motion. I don't think he needs to remake it. You're the second. Yeah. However, there's still further discussion. So Mr. Bonino, Judge Nadler, then Judge So, then Justice Hull, then Judge McCabe.
Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate the work of this committee, because I know they do great work with regard to dealing with all these sites. But our fearless leader is missing in action for the moment. But the video or the remote reporting and technology, I think, is centered in Fresno. And my guess is they were using probably one or more of these very courthouses that we're talking about shutting down right now for that. And if that's the case, I'd at least like to defer this until we get some sense of whether or not these particular locations can be used for that purpose.
I think there's a point of clarification, Judge Jarr.
My understanding with respect to the remote video process is that it is in Kalinga and Kalinga only.
Mendota as well.
Okay. So let me ask Judge Nadler, Judge So, Judge Hill, Judge McCabe, then Justice Baxter.
We've learned so much as a branch about what works and what doesn't work for facilities. And Judge O'Malley stated quite well most of what I would add, except that to the extent that we keep these facilities that are not being used, that Fresno doesn't want, and that will probably never be used for any reason whatsoever, that's money that we're paying to support them. And that money is being taken from other sites. We can't pay to manage the buildings that we do use. And the money that is being spent for these buildings is taken away from the maintenance, present and future, that we can ill afford presently. So I would support Judge Rosenberg's motion if that motion is still on the table.
I'm sure. I'm going to call the question after Justice Baxter. Judge
okay.
So.
I just want to confirm that the Fresno court has been contacted. They've been asked whether or not in their long-term planning those courts are ever going to be used, and they've indicated they're not. And is that correct?
That's correct. Justice Hull.
Thank you, Chief. I do wonder if I appreciate the concern for costs. We all live with that. I suspect that perhaps Fresno is quite understandably willing to save what costs it can now and let the future be the future. But it seems to me that, as Judge Jacobson suggested, if we explored what has been suggested here about the possibility of a leaseback or some similar arrangement, we could have the best of these worlds. We could relieve ourselves of our costs, but at the same time maintain the possibility that we'll need these buildings in the future. And that also perhaps may alleviate some of the apparent unfairness that Fresno County feels in being subjected to this process, albeit as one that is allowed by the law. And so, depending on the vote on Judge Rosenberg's motion, if that motion fails, if Judge Jacobson wants to then renew his motion, I would be in a position to second it.
I'll renew my motion.
Well, we've got to see if our Let's. So, Judge McCabe, and then Justice Baxter.
All right, quickly. I'm the liaison with Fresno, and these are three of seven courts that they shuttered. The traffic VRI is with Kalinga and Mendota, so there are two facilities, but those three are not affected. And then I've sent an email while everything's been dragging on. You've been discussing this, hoping that they've been asking, are you listening? Are you hearing these questions? Because we'd like to answer them. And there are a series of questions here that I don't have answers for. John Conklin and Sharon Morton, that's the PGA CEO, were here, actually, in the audience, but they're not here today, unfortunately. So I don't have any information to give you on those other questions. Sorry.
Thank you. Justice Baxter.
Well, let me be very, very clear that I'm not questioning the Fresno court's authority and responsibility to close down courts that they can't afford. I mean, that's not the issue before us. I think the real issue before us is once they have done so and once they have decided they don't have a need for the facility, do they go back to the county and say, let's talk about what we can do? We can't afford the holding costs. If you're willing to handle the holding costs and you have a use that would be consistent with purposes within the judicial branch before it's declared surplus, we will lease it back to you, and it would be your responsibility. I remember when the bottom line is, I think it's very, very, very important for the judicial branch to be engaged in conversation with the supervisors of whatever county it is, not only on the closing of the courthouse. I mean, this is one of the problems in Fresno, that the supervisors were not even consulted, from what I understand. It led to a very difficult situation. And all I'm suggesting here is that before it's put on the shopping block, that efforts be made to meet with the supervisors and explore whether or not the county would be in a position to hold the judicial branch harmless from any costs and to use that property in a productive way. Maybe that's happened. I don't know. Maybe the Board of Supervisors is in favor of this process. I don't know the answer to that. If the speakers can answer that, that would be helpful.
We'd like Deborah Brown to respond.
I won't be able to answer the specific factual question you just asked, but I have been emailing with the group within legal services, and I've asked the supervising attorney over real estate to join us. I understand that once the council declares property surplus, we must report it to the legislature and DGS, and then we would need a bill to sell it, lease it, or otherwise dispose of the facility. So I think I'm hoping that Leslie will come down soon and be able to answer any further questions about the law. I will do my best based on these emails to assist here. But that is the main point they wanted to make, was that we would need a bill even to lease it back to the county.
But excuse me.
Well, one moment.
But also to sell it?
To sell, that's what they say, to sell as well.
Right. So, Justice Hull, and I don't, as pointed out, the recommendation, as you know, is declare surplus and then direct to dispose of the facilities in accordance with those code sections. But, you know, I really think at this time, given the hour, given the other matter, I don't think we're in a place to make this kind of decision at this meeting. It sounds like further factual information needs to be developed.
May I make a motion to table?
Second.
Yes. Substitute motion has been made by Judge Walsh to table this to the next Judicial Council meeting, and seconded by Mark Robinson.
That is not a substitute motion. It is a motion that is not debatable and requires a two-thirds vote.
Why is it just parliamentary? Why is it a motion that's not debatable?
It's a separate motion that can be made at any time. It's not debatable, and if it passes by a two-thirds vote, it's tabled.
The, And let's take a roll call.
Excuse me. As a point of clarification, this is not a motion to table indefinitely. It's a motion to table to the next meeting.
Correct.
And that does that still require a two-thirds vote?
There are two kinds of motions to table. There's a motion to table, period, which means it has to come off the table at some point. And then there's a motion to table to a specific time. I didn't hear the maker say that.
Fair point. I did mumble something about the next meeting, but when I think of it, our next meeting technically is September 2nd, and that would be a bad meeting for this.
October.
Well, no, but we have that meeting September.
That's only closed.
We're closed. Okay. So October?
Yes, October Judicial Council meeting.
And if it passes, it's on the agenda on that meeting.
Correct. That was my intention and the second.
Okay. No, I think it's a two-thirds vote, he said.
Correct.
So we'll do a roll call.
Thank you for coming.
19 times 2 is 30. Well, then we'll do it first by just taking a voice vote. All in favor of tabling till October?
Aye.
Any
aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. So I think you have an idea of what we need to hear in October.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Powers. Also, if they've talked with the Board of Supes, I think Justice Baxter's point was very well taken.
Thank you. We'll get additional information.
See if any way that can be of any use.
And I appreciate your comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you.